Mak beis iyal siman peites halacha dalet. We're going to siman tzadik halacha dalet. So we're continuing with the concept of basis. Basis means a base and a muktzah on top of it. So we said that that makes the base now become muktzah the entire Shabbos. Now the requirement for that to occur is only if it's placed there ben hashmashos. So the debate has to be that the entire ben hashmashos, or just even in the beginning. If it wasn't ben hashmashos there, it means after Shkia until, let's say, 72 minutes or until 50 minutes, according to Moshe. Interesting question, again, depending on what you hold by ben hashmashos. Otherwise, it's not considered a basis, and you're allowed to move the item, even when the muktzah is on top of it. So that's the reason why the kitzur says you're allowed to shake off from the table. You could pick up a table, you could pick up the tablecloth that has a lot of bones and peels, let's say, like we discussed, when you have sunflower seeds and stuff and the like, which are really considered muktzah after they're just peels. Be allowed to lift the tablecloth and take it to outside and shake it off. And the reason for that is because we already said that since it's not considered the basis of the vassal, and that's assuming that the candles, let's say, weren't there before Shabbos, etc., or you had the challahs before, like we learned earlier. Another important point when it comes to basis, doesn't become a basis unless it was placed there with kavan, with intent. I mean, the intention was by the person who placing it, there should be ben hashmashos. But if it's left there by accident, that means even if you actually put it, or initially actually placing it there with intent, but then you change your mind, but you just forgot it and left it there, it does not become a basis of davar asel. Also, another rule that when it comes to basis of davar asel, only it has to be your utensil. You place something in someone else's utensil, you can't. It's like someone was to get hurt, is whatever. Good question that applies to the spouse. But pashup shat, you place something in someone else's item that doesn't make it a basis of davar asel. The rule is another moisa davar she'ein lo shaloi, unless, interesting, the lo nich lechavi, unless the person's happy with it. Okay, Siman Tzadik starts with some of the very interesting concepts, all based on the pasuk in the Navi. I saw that the Pesukei Teshuvos is right, that this has a me'in d'oraisa. So although it's divrei nevi'im, but it's something that based on the pasuk there, pi Hashem, is that this is the word of God. So all the nevi'im spoke through the word of God, but there's something special here. So these are things, as the kitzur says, they're not similar to a melacha. They don't even bring you to melacha, and yet they're still forbidden to be done. And I think really the way to formulate this and to express this is really that these things give you like the picture, the tam, they give you the tzura of what Shabbos should look like. So it's all based on the pasuk, "Kim tashim Shabbat raglecha asoscha fatzecha b'yom kachi, v'chibatem asos tarechecha." Yishu'ana, basically, Shabbos with your ways, mitochem secha v'davar davar. When it comes to desiring your desires, finding your desires, seeking your desires, and davar davar, and speaking. So the Gemara learns out that when it comes to v'chibato masos derecha, honor your way, shelo yiluchecha b'shabbos kiluchecha b'chol. The way you walk in Shabbos should not be the way you walk during the week. So I mean, there's a change. So therefore, you're not allowed to run in Shabbos. Can't take white steps either. Now the exception to that is you're allowed to run a tzorech mitzvah. It's interesting that means you can run to shul. Remember once running to shul on Shabbos, someone said to me, "Mechal Shabbos." I said, "You remind me of the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, but the Gemara said it's a mistake. Because the tzorech mitzvah is mutter." Okay, that's what you need to learn halacha. In any case, then the other part of the pasuk, mitzecha tzecha, finding your desires. So Chazal say from that don't be busy with your desires, even if that's really regarding malacha. Let's say a person's just examining his properties, his houses that he's building, and the like, what they need to be attended to tomorrow. All this is forbidden to be done. You're not allowed to take a stroll in the city in order to find a horse, a car that you need to rent after Shabbos. And this is all if it's going to be recognized, but that's the reason why you're going. If you're just taking a nice, what they call spazier, a nice walk, that's permitted to be done. And even though in the end you might see, but again, we'll see exactly what you're allowed to be ma'ayim, to guard your items or the items of your friend, that's permitted. There's another iser that's being called machshich al atchum. What does that mean? You're going right before the end of Shabbos to be in a position that right after Shabbos you'll be able to go to a certain place. So the kitzur, as the kitzur describes, You're going on Shabbos until the end of the Tchum Shabbos. You have that extra 2,000 amos, or even less, just to delay there until it becomes dark. And afterwards, you'll be able to go right away. And the concern is because it's recognizable that you went there for that purpose. So now, this is only specific when you're being machshich in order to go and do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. I mean, there's no way of doing this item, this action on Shabbos. Let's say hiring workers or plucking fruits. So to go right before Shabbos, in order to be able to hire workers, that's a problem because you can't hire workers on Shabbos. There's no heter to do so. Although we'll see, there's an indirect way of doing so. But you'll have to be machshich al tchum in order to bring your animal. Why? Because technically speaking, you would be able to bring your animals if there were houses built up so close to each other within 70 amos. So too, bringing fruits that are detached, that are not mukta. So all these, because you would be able to create walls in order to bring them. It's interesting. So all the different creative ways to be able to bring something in a permissible way, then you'd be allowed to be machshich al tchum. You're also allowed to go on Shabbos within the tchum to a garden in order to take fruits Motzei Shabbos. Why is that? Because again, it's not recognized, but that's the reason why you're going. People think, oh, you're just taking a nice stroll through your garden. Or you're allowed to go in order to be able to seek the animal that was, meaning they think that you're doing so in order to go and seek an animal that was lost. And therefore, in such cases, you're allowed to do so. Now, the last halacha we're learning, the fact that it says Dabel Dovo, very interesting. This gives you mamash a whole picture, the personification of what Shabbos should look like, the personality. So Chazal say Dabel Dovo means speak words. What does that mean? Doshcho b'sin zohar l'vacha, that your dibo on Shabbos should be different than your dibo on chol. And therefore, you're not allowed to say, so there's a limitation, first of all, in what you say. You're not allowed to say, it's this and this I'm going to do tomorrow, or this and this I'm going to buy tomorrow, and these are things that are, you're saying, you're expressing things that are you're not allowed to do today. Something that I'm not allowed to do today, I'm not allowed to do. I'm going to rent a car tomorrow. I can't do that. But if there's a way of doing it on Shabbos, similar to what we're saying, if there's a similar way to be able to do it in a permissible way, so then we said you're allowed to say, for example, I'm allowed to say I'm going tomorrow to Brooklyn, even though technically speaking, it implied that I'm going to drive to, but I didn't say I'm going to drive to. So as long as there's a possibility, technically I could walk, I could run, I could jog, so I could ride a bike technically, and that's the whole debate if you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. But what's interesting is that even that, the Kitzur says, is that a person should also still minimize sichas dvom b'teim. You know, Alvi Malbe, there's an incredible Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes this on Shabbos, with Abshim Ba'echai, that the mother, his mother, I think she's speaking, and he was very makbid not to speak. Somebody, there were big tzaddik, and I think like Pinchas Shaim, used to have a tiny's dibul, would speak at all on Shabbos, other than Divitur and Dvom Shabikdusha. Now, of course, the person has to know if he has guests, and he has family, and he has kids. You have to be normal. But at the same time, you have to, as much as you can, that your words should be special words. The Ben Ishchai and Pasha Shmoy says an incredible thing for the Mekubalim, that the Torah learning that you do on Shabbos is 1,000 times more powerful and potent than the Torah learning that you do throughout the week. Now, you're not also say Dvam Shatzar. You know, sometimes people speak about the news. You're not allowed to, if it's going to pain people and sadden people. You're not allowed to think about even Cheshbonos with your mouth, meaning make calculations about the future and even the past, if it's still something that that's applicable, or this is how much money I spent on in the last renovation, and it has some application. But cheshbonos that really is no benefit and there's no any more concern. Technically speaking, you're allowed to think about them. Interesting, and technically speaking, even at this called cheshbonos shema bechach, and you're allowed to even speak about them. But even that too, like we said, don't be mal v'sicha b'teil v'Shabbos. Have a beautiful day.